Yeah, Nia, I was just asking a question. Yeah.
Absolutely not. I think all directors need to understand what is going on. That is just stunning to me to hear that now.
Okay. All right, Lydia.
Yes, and I would add to that that we should probably receive something in writing, because that is more than just a slight oversight. We would like to have something in writing, I would say, from Ross Wisdom. But what I was going to initially say was that I want to make sure that we receive copies of the LSV-approved budgets to compare to, in case the NFC changes, make some significant changes to those budgets. The board is sometimes without the necessary tools to make the comparison and therefore to make an informed vote. I know KPFK passed its budget in a timely manner, so if we can please make sure that we have copies of those as well in case there are some changes on Thursday compared to. Thank you.
Okay. Again, LaBorne's next, and I guess maybe she can clarify whether we can, whether that's easy to supply both of them.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just want to ask Neil a question. If she gets the monthly reports that we send out every month, because you said she wasn't aware what was going on. So do you receive those reports that I send out every month? Well, she can answer
what are you asking?
But, yeah. But anyway, their reports are sent out every month. But the thing is that, remember at the Houston meeting also, I did my little presentation on Budgeting 101 and kind of went over the financial reports and what to look for. And, you know, maybe a shortened version of that, because after the meeting, I also passed out requests for people to ask me, to tell me if they understood what I had, you know, if they understood or if they had more questions and or if they wanted to learn more. And I got responses from about 7 or 8 people, but not from the whole group. So I was certainly alarmed by that. And I think our experience in the Finance Committee certainly shows that people really don't understand a P&L. Like, for example, we were going through the budgeting last night, and one of the people had a concern about depreciation being in the budget. And, you know, from my viewpoint, that's kind of alarming. But I really support having a review again on just simply reading our P&L and any questions that people have about that. And as far as Ross Wisdom, I will compile the emails in the exchange between Ross and I can send that to the Finance Committee and to the board that is a concern. So the comment on working capital when that analysis had not been done. But, again, we have done the analysis and kind of did the analysis of the audit. And so I'm looking at that now. We completed it this past week, so I'm looking at that now so we can so I can generate a quarterly balance sheet over this fiscal year based on looking at the interstation receivables, and which were current receivables and which were long-term. And also the issue with our balance sheet, and has been for a while, is on a lot of the, like on the interstation receivables, a lot of that was prior to like 2003. All of that should have been written off, and that should have been part of our audit. I mean, our auditors should say, you know, this needs to be written off. So Ross and I had to change on that, and he thought perhaps what I should do is that in the next audit, when we decide what the amount, when the analysis is done, and we've done that, the amount, and then maybe have a board vote on writing these huge payables to interstation payables off. So I can do that now that the analysis is done, and perhaps, but until I can have an auditor or CPA go over this, or have our auditor go over it in terms of determining what the amount is, and then we can put a motion before the board to actually write those huge amounts off, which are still sitting there, and then on the balance sheet for payables prior to 2003. So, you know, I'm pushing ahead on that, you know, trying to get the answers so we can make it so it can accurately reflect the condition of the foundation. And Ross and our exchange has been helpful in terms of directing what we should do, but, you know, it hasn't been done over the last audit, and that's what we should do. But, yeah, I would really like to have some time to go over and explain not only our P&L, but just basics in accounting. So when people come to the finance committee, they will have some knowledge of what a P&L looks like. And we spend a lot of time on not only issue and addressing and correcting what we can do as a foundation, but discussing esoteric topics that, as Ken Aaron said, is just, you know, kind of wasting time. So, yeah, I really, that's what I was going to ask you to do. So if I can have some time, I would appreciate it on the schedule.
Okay, well, let me ask, I think that was in the stack anyway, and it kind of relates to that. I'm thinking we should try to do this financial orientation Q&A, all this stuff, relatively early before the budgets, maybe like on Friday then or Saturday morning. I don't know when we're going to be getting to the budgets. And also another related thing, the FRAT, the Financial Reform Audit Task Force, I'm assuming Arlene and LaWarne are going to have some, may need some time to talk about what they're doing to respond to the auditor's comments in the last audit, some of which will probably need to be in the executive session. And a lot of that relates to finances, too. So, Arlene or LaVarne, do you have any idea when you might want to do that, and would that need to be, should that be after a discussion on finances in general, or what?
It seems, this is Arlene.
Okay. Go ahead, Arlene.
It seems to me that one of the first things we need to do is try to get some understanding of the actual financials. That is what a lot of everything else revolves around. And I'm with LaVarne that she's, I know, tried to do, you know, Finance 101, but it appears that we really need more training. I think in every organization, financials are difficult, and let's face it, it's a lot more difficult when you have as many different units as we do. So I think that needs to come fairly early, and then we certainly need to, you know, set aside some time for dealing with the audit management report and the, you know, deficits and what we're doing and how we're trying to move forward.
Okay.
Summer, right?
Summer? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought I got through the stack. Go ahead, Summer.
Okay, well, and I think, you know, obviously our financial condition is in is part of what we need to deal with at an in-person meeting. I'm always concerned about getting too digressed into training at these meetings to the detriment of accomplishing business. However, that's not the same as we need to understand where we're at and what's going on. I guess I'd like to know, would LaVarne and Arlene, would you both, you know, you also have to give reports, executive director report, the CFO report. I'm thinking, my thinking is Saturday, frankly, that we use the bulk of it on our financial matters and our two executives' reports. You know, that Saturday morning we have the executive director's report and the CFO report and a discussion of where our financial condition is at. If we need to break for an hour of executive sessions, either before or after lunch, and then approve the budgets in the afternoon after public comment, is kind of where I'm leaning, listening to all the discussions. That means that we basically have Friday and all of Sunday to get through all the numerous motions that are on our agenda. And Monday we have another executive session and whatever else is left over. I liked your idea, Bill, of doing breakout sessions maybe from 8 to 9 a.m., you know, like on Saturday and Sunday morning or something, and that way they don't require quorum and the people who are actually more interested in having the discussions can get themselves down there to do it, because I am concerned that we will run out of meeting time. But I guess I'd like to hear back from Arlene and LaVarne and anybody else. I think it might work to focus Saturday in on, you know, the executive report, the discussion of the auditor's findings, our current financial status, and then approval of the budgets in the afternoon. So I guess I'd like feedback on that if that sort of sounds good to people, because we do need to group things in a way that makes sense and where the information flows and we can get the next thing done and voted upon.
Hi, this is Arlene.
And this is
okay,
Lydia.
Arlene.
Yeah,
okay.
LaVorne.
Okay, you got Arlene, Lydia, and LaVorne.
Okay, I agree with much of what someone says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if we should deal with at least going through the basics of the financial issues on Friday so that if people really want to take this seriously, they can do some review, you know, either with other people over dinner or late Friday night before we actually then go into the financials themselves and the budgets on Saturday.
Bill, may I? This is Summer. I agree.
Okay.
I think that
you want to respond to that?
Also, because Friday is a day where the public won't be in such heavy attendance, and we could get started on the financials so that people do have time to actually review the budgets for the next day. So, I mean, I would concur that that might make sense, and then maybe that would free up some time on Saturday for other business as well.
Okay. And were you saying, Arlene?
Yeah, that's where I think Shomer and I ended up on the same page there.
A point of information, Bill. A point of information.
Yeah,
Bill?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch what Arlene said. I didn't get the reason. What was the reason again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Arlene?
The reason was that if we would go over the basics on Friday, then for those people who really do take their responsibilities seriously, they can ask questions, you know, maybe over dinner. They can sit with somebody else late in the evening if they want to and go over some of the financial statements or in their room before we officially address them on Saturday.
Okay. All right, Lydia?
Thank you. We have to be careful because there are guidelines. If you have enough people at a quote-unquote informal meeting, it has to be an official meeting. You can't have quorum. Those are just, you know, legal meeting requirements. So we have to be very careful, including even when we have our slate meetings. We can't form more than what would be a quorum on a board meeting. We've always had to go by those guidelines. I would expect to, unless it was formally noticed meeting, that we would be meeting at 8 in the morning, which I don't think is reasonable, as Summer had stated before. We've added the extra day. It should be ample time if we do all of our homework before we go to the meeting. There's plenty of time. Those conversations that everyone's talking about can take place between now and then. Most of the materials we know of.
Okay. You done? I think we lost you, Lydia.
Okay.
Well, LaVorne's next.
I think most of the things have been answered. As far as meetings, so you know, I think maybe the idea of, you know, just maybe, I don't know, an hour or so to go over the material. Hopefully, we'll have the things already there for you, and to just kind of like hand it out and to go over briefly. This is what we're going to talk about. People who have questions, you know, these are the things to look at. This is what we have produced, either on the budgets or just on a basic financial statement, the P&L or the balance sheet. So I think, yeah, a short time or an hour or so on a Friday to put into that will actually prepare people for the discussions on Saturday. You know, I hate to do it like a teacher and homework and stuff. But you know, like a prep for the discussion would be good.
Okay, Nia.
Yes, thank you, Bill. I don't think we should do that on Friday. In terms of training, I think most board members, I think if you say a P&L statement, I think by now everybody knows that we're talking about an income statement. I think the issue is, understanding, are we in a going concern? And that is information that we need to hear from the CFO. I don't think it's more training, you know, your revenues goes on top, your expenses on the bottom, and so forth, there's a balance sheet and all of that. I mean, that's good too, But that's not something that board members is as critical as understanding what is being communicated by the CFO to us as board members, that this is the financial situation and that we are being kept apprised of everything. You know what I mean? That's what I think is necessary. We could do it, but people will probably get a little bit bored, and that's not the real issue. What are the payables like? How are we going to pay them? What are the expenses? Are there expenses that we can cut? Things like that we need to know, but not to know an income statement is the same as a P&L. I think they all know that by now.
Okay, well, this is Bill. Let me put myself on, too. In terms of when to do it, I'm not sure I care a whole lot. I think Friday's okay with me. But I think you're right, maybe, Nia. I mean, maybe people may understand that profit and loss is the same thing as income statement. I'm not sure everybody understands that. But there's a lot of confusion over what's cash flow, how that relates to that. You know, and I mean, that's just one example. And we talked about depreciation at the NFC meeting, and there's other issues, too. And if we're going to be making decisions about budgets, people need to understand all these different aspects. And hopefully things they can take back to their local stations, too. I'm still thinking the kind of sessions I was talking about, this kind of addresses Lydia, for breakout sessions, maybe less formal ones. Let me back up. One of my concerns is that it's really difficult to do problem solving or brainstorming in our big meetings. They're too structured. They're too big, for one thing, and, you know, Robert's Rules doesn't facilitate that a whole lot. And so, and one of the big values of getting people together in person is so that you can have opportunities for brainstorming and problem solving. So I'd like to have some sessions, and I wouldn't mind starting them at 8 or 8:30. They need to be, I mean, you're right, Lydia, they should be noticed. They need to be public. Anybody can attend. But they don't necessarily need a quorum if we're not making any decisions. And we could be making perhaps some recommendations that somebody else could make a motion on later in the meeting. But even if only three people show up at 8 to talk about, say, development and fundraising, or another topic I was hoping to have is how do we orient, train new board members and prospective board members? We've got an election coming up next year. One of our problems is people get recruited by factions, and they have no understanding of what it takes to be a board member other than they want to follow their faction on voting. And then we have people that can't do what board members typically do on nonprofits. So I'd like to help orient people some before the elections, and then orient people after the elections, and I'd like to get some ideas about that kind of thing. Those are the kind of topics we could have a session first thing one morning or each morning on, people that don't have to come if they don't want to, and we could get some things discussed and maybe agreed to informally before we bring them up formally at the P&D meeting. Does that make sense to anybody? Was that Arlene?
No, it's Summer. Oh. Do you have me on the stack, Bill?
Yeah, Summer. Yeah, go ahead, Summer. Okay.
Okay, thank you. A couple of things. Yeah, personally, I didn't find the training in Houston very helpful. And I don't think there's the money that we spend bringing people together. As a board, we're not required to come together for training. We're required to come together to take specific action on the business of the foundation. I think that from what I'm hearing, it might make sense to actually have, oh my gosh, like a 4-hour executive session Friday morning, push lunch to 1 o'clock, and spend an hour of that on whatever financial matters should be discussed in executive session, because undoubtedly some of them should only be discussed in executive session, as a prep to what we do in the afternoon, so that we start out the morning on Friday at the beginning of the meeting, we go through our legal matters, we handle the minutes issue, and then we discuss the audit issue and where we're really at with whatever issues need to be discussed out of the public session. And then when we come back in the afternoon, you know, we have lunch, we have our, public comment, and perhaps we spend the 3 hours in the afternoon, or 2 hours, rather, before we break again. It might make sense. I'm presuming the budgets that are approved are going to go into the board book, or if not, are going to be distributed on Friday, so people will actually have those. And maybe we spend that 2 hours on Friday afternoon. You know, the CFO report and the executive director report do not have to be next to each other. There's a functional rule that says they have to be presented at the same time on the same day. We could, in theory, go to the CFO's report.
Just a minute. Your voice is going out somewhere. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, I mean, normally we're used to having the CFO report and the ED's report right next to each other, but there's nothing that says we must do it that way. We could conceivably go to the CFO's report on Friday afternoon and a discussion of current financial status, et cetera, you know, to sort of get everybody up to speed on where everything's at and have that discussion that, you know, that NEA's concerned with in terms of the part that should be an open session, I mean. What the auditor's recommendations are, what the current status of the finances of the foundation are. And that way we would have, like, sort of thoroughly briefed ourselves and hopefully have the budgets in hand Friday night. And then when we come back in on Saturday, you know, maybe we go to budget approval in the morning instead of the afternoon, clearing up our afternoon. So that's a thought to make it work. I just kind of want to make sure that all of our time is functionally spent accomplishing goals and getting through the meat of the matters, as it were. And then for what Bill was saying on the breakout sessions, I think, Lydia, for your concern, they were envisioned as breaking out into smaller groups, which would probably already put them below quorum threshold. So it's more just the idea of having some time for those discussions that he had mentioned outside of the parameters. I'm done.
Okay. Who else wanted to be on stack?
Oh, I think I was on there. Yeah.
Oh, Lauren, okay.
I think that what Bill had outlined is, I think that that's absolutely correct, because it's really frustrating, like, you know, and to hear that people just, you know, we spend most of our time trying to explain, especially on finance, explain basic concepts. So, you know, if we do the discussion again with about basic concepts on a P&L, because evidently most people don't understand this, that's the basic, that's what you have to do in order to understand anything going forward. And that the training as far as board, you know, understanding what the responsibilities are for a board, I think is most important too, because over the years I've certainly observed that people come on the board and they kind of wait for their whomever they're voting with to vote, and then they'll vote, versus, you know, taking the responsibility for, you know, $14 million foundation, not-for-profit foundation. So, and I really think that that needs to be, you know, whether we do it among ourselves in terms of emphasizing this fact that, you know, we're a serious organization and that the little infighting, and, you know, just really needs to stop.
Okay, are we deciding on kind of what we're going to do Friday at least? Does it sound like we're going to have orientation on and just more detailed discussion, Q&A on finances? And also, I guess, dealing with the auditor's report that when what the frat committee's been working on?
I'm leaning that way. I don't, the orientation issue, I think we actually have gone over that more than once, but regardless, if it's a briefing on what the auditor's recommendations and, you know, where the finances are at, that will invariably have some elements that are educational to them. And I think if we have a more extended executive session in the morning, we could cover the stickier issues of where we're at financially in the morning, so that when we're on an open session, we've already covered that. Members don't have to say, gee, but what about this? Hopefully we'll already hear about the what about this right at the beginning. So if there's an objection to that, in which case I'm probably going to want to move the budget up to the morning of Saturday, if that seems reasonable. And then, Arlene, would you object to having your executive director's report in the afternoon, or would you have any thoughts on that on Saturday?
No, that's fine. I am going to separate my report into two parts this time, a portion to be given in executive session and the main report in open session.
Oh, okay, fantastic. So maybe you could give the executive session portion on Friday and then the open session on Saturday afternoon.
Sure.
That might work fine. Okay, good. All right.
This is Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia. And I had a question for Arlene or someone over. Do we know when and how much time we need to talk about just WPFW? I assume their LSB chair will probably want to give a report, and we may want to get more updates on the plans for the move.
We should give them at least an hour.
We usually give the local station an hour.
Yeah. Do they need more time because of the move or because of controversy over the program director or anything like that, do you think?
Well, I don't think the controversies over the program director are anything that we need to discuss. I'm just pointing out that those will be coming up, I'm sure, in the public comment.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I would obviously think at least an hour is always necessary for the local station.
Okay, well, that would be moderate. I mean, I think it should be done on Saturday or Sunday because they make it easier for local people to attend that part.
Yeah, completely. Always on a Saturday or Sunday for the local station so that you have the highest attendance of your local constituency. So I will look at where the time falls at. We may want to do that on Saturday as well unless we run out of time, which then give us Sunday for much of the business on the agenda that's of a motion nature.
Okay, and we may need some executive session time for WPFW's move, to, and if there's any contractual, you know, issues we need to talk about.
True, but that doesn't necessarily have to be done in conjunction with their public hour. We could, I imagine,
yeah,
bring the manager in for either the front executive session or the Monday one even.
Okay. And was that Nia that wanted to talk to? Who else want to be on the deck?
Hello, you called me, Bill?
Yeah, Nia.
Was on mute. Yeah, I just to remind Summer to make sure that in terms of the executive session for the finances, that we are following the bylaws, the CPB rules, and so forth, and we are only going to be discussing things that are stated to be discussed in executive session. I just want to remind her of that.
Of course. And if we start to stray off of that, then we need to rediscuss those issues in open session. I'm just thinking we could get out of the way anything of a confidential nature so that we're not wondering about something we haven't been told. If we do that first, you know, okay, we know about that, and then discuss the rest in open session later in the day.
Well, when you send out the draft, I guess, you know, some things we could do by email, but I just want to make sure that we're not discussing anything in executive session that should be discussed in open session. I know you're concerned about that too, Summer.
Yeah, no, completely, Nia. And I'm just thinking there are some issues undoubtedly that are executive, and something may come up that should rightfully be in open session, and then we shall, you know, we can cease discussing that and say, okay, we'll talk about this later today. So, yeah, of course. Thank you for the reminder.
Okay, so let me ask then, we don't necessarily decide this today, though, but just in principle, if we have some workshops or brainstorming sessions starting at 8 or 8:30, each morning or some mornings, maybe a different topic each day, is that okay? And then start our public session at 9. It might help people get there on time, and then the ones that are really care about the issues will have some additional time since we won't have any meeting time in the evenings. I know development wants some time to talk about development, you know, fundraising, grants, stuff like that. And other people may have other topics too.
I kind of like that, Bill. As long as they're kept as informal discussions, because I brought this up to Teresa the other day, that sometimes you want to participate in all three breakout sessions, and you can't when they're held simultaneously, but there isn't a lot of time, actually. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, obviously not Friday, we could have an informal session that whomever wants to attend and just have a discussion. Nothing that gets voted on, but any recommendations or ideas can come out of that for future action and discussion. And we could do a different topic each morning, and that way that might encourage people to start showing up by, you know, 8:15, and that way they're actually there by 9 o'clock. I think I would approve of that. Do you know what I mean? Because then there's no nobody has to feel guilty if they show up a little late for the breakout session to discuss stuff, but they're actually there on time for the business, and we're not getting started at 9:30 because people didn't roll down until 9. If we have something starting at 8, then hopefully people are actually in the room by 8:30, you know? So it has that salutary effect in addition to giving an opportunity to those who are truly interested to be able to discuss things like development or publicity or whatever, you know, those types of things that came up.
Okay. Well, let me just see who else has maybe some possible topics. I could throw it out to the whole PNB. We can collect those over the next few days. Okay, development is one. Another one is that I was suggesting on orientation for prospective board members and new board members. That would be done, you know, implemented at each local station, but maybe we could come up with some materials and ideas for that. Other topics?
Development, probably just, you know, we had discussed both the public relations, publicity, and grant making, so just so people have an idea of what we were talking about in development. And, you know, I had wanted to talk about some emergency preparedness stuff. I don't think it's that sexy. I'm not sure anybody else is actually interested in that. So.
Well, no, that's a good idea. Actually, because all of our stations are subject to something or other. Hurricanes, well, earthquakes, floods, blizzards, you know, whatever.
There's a lot of stuff we can do for free that people don't know about. Marcel immediately knew what I was talking about. Do you know what I mean? She's like, we've done that stuff before at a different place. So, well, those have kind of, to me, be the three areas of discussion that might be, you know, that would make free topic matters for the weekend, you know? And if you maybe could put those together as, like, three things that we've discussed and, I don't want people to have 16 ideas because you can only have so many sessions, but I think that might be nice. You know, it would give us.
Anybody else have topics for something like that you want to suggest? We only have four topics. We could have one each day, and they wouldn't compete with each other. But, you know, if we have more than that, that's okay with me. If we just have to schedule maybe some of them at the same time or over lunch or something.
I think even dinner. If that's. We have, that's okay, too, you know. I wouldn't want to schedule one for Friday morning just because there may be people arriving late Thursday night, so I'm not sure it would be productive on Friday morning necessarily, but I think certainly the 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday would be good. I don't know, it's just my thought, you know. Unless we think it's good because that way we get them in early on Friday morning, so we should be acting on that same principle there, in which case, sure.
Well, yeah.
All right, so we want...
I don't know.
I think we've got three so far. I have to leave the call in, like, just a moment. Is it possible everyone, could everyone pick any notes, like, send them both me and to Bill?
This is Lydia. I'd like to say something before Summer leaves the call.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. Can we rest assured that the 08 motion requiring that we record the executive sessions, that takes place until such time, and if we rescind that motion?
Well, I've got information since then that when that was passed, that was applicable to the in-person meetings only, so there seems to be some dispute about that. That's why I was hoping we would discuss whatever portion in executive session on Friday. And before we got into the discussion of finances, I had mentioned that we had an hour before public comment, and I wanted to dispense with minutes issues. So I hope that, frankly, we will discuss it, vote upon it, and make a decision if it's being rescinded, if it's being reinterpreted, if there are, you know, clarifications. I would like to get it over with, quite frankly. I find that spending 9 months of a year still arguing about minutes is appalling to me. That this is what we do in this organization. So,
clarification, that Friday session of executive session, is that being taped?
I think it has to be taped right at the moment. That motion from everyone who looked into it who was there at the time was supposedly applicable just to the in-person meetings and not to the telephone meetings. So that would mean that it would be taped.
Thank you. That was my question.
Okay, yeah, for the in-person. But I think we still need to get this clarified so it doesn't continue to be an issue for the telephone meetings, you know. And plus, also, you know, our recording secretary is not coming to D.C. because that would be a good use of resources, so this needs to be handled. Of course, somebody else could also volunteer to assist the board secretary at the in-person meeting, but until this is clarified, it's be taped. So.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Lydia?
Yes.
Okay.
If Thea has a question.
Okay, Thea.
Whatever other evidence that is supposed to be considered regarding the question should be distributed to the board prior to the meeting so that we're familiar with it and prepared to respond to it.
Okay.
Well, that's much how I felt about it, not having seen a copy of that motion until it was brought up at the last meeting, so I fully concur.
All right. Okay, anything else we need to talk about regarding the schedule of the meeting or the in-person meeting, and then Summer and Fia and I can work on the details over the next few days and send out a draft.
Yeah, thank you. All right. If there's nothing, I'm going to start putting everything together based on everything we've discussed today, and then, again, anyone who's taken notes, please send them to all three of us, all right? And then we can coordinate together so that we can get that out by midweek to everyone.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I apologize. I need to leave, but whatever happens with bylaws, amendments, and everything else today, obviously just send them on, and we'll put them into the agenda accordingly in terms of where they're at, you know, which will be after business that's already pending. But
okay. The rest of you hang on. We got a little bit, few more things to do. It shouldn't take long.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Summer. Bye. Okay. So can we move on to the next item then? I think we're done with the in-person meeting plans. Let me just mention I volunteered to told LeVar and I would help put together or make copies of the financial information, the files, and either I think on USB drives and or post them on a website somewhere where everybody can get to them before the meeting. So if you have specific things you want, you know, let LeVar and me know. Okay, let's see. Approval of the August 16th meeting minutes. Were those sent out, Tracy? I think you were going to do those. I can't remember. I got buried in everything.
I believe so.
Was it Tracy that was doing them then? Or Tracy, are you there?
I'm sorry.
I'm sure I couldn't understand whatever that was. Are you still on the call, Tracy? Can't hear you. Okay. Well, I don't remember seeing them, but again, buried in so many other committee meetings and minutes. I guess we'll postpone that till the next coordinating committee, if that's okay. No objections to that? All right. Let's see. Progress on action items from previous meetings. Well, we had a work group that was going to meet on bylaws amendments. We still haven't done that other than a little bit of discussion by email. We had Lydia, Bill, Summer, and Teresa. Can we try to work on that again sometime in the next week or so?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Well, I already have, as I said, as I keep saying, the required six directors to bring forth a bylaws amendment. I'm just proofing, and I still have to make sure that there's nothing in the notice section that would have to be adjusted for this amendment, but it will be out this week to the full board. I sent you a copy this morning and of what I have so far, but that's, you know, any six directors can bring forward an a bylaws amendment. So I would like it to be noticed on the 24th. It's just an announcement. It's not a discussion of the amendment. And that's it. It would just be noticed on the 24th to start the bylaws notice on October the 1st, which is when the announcements regarding the change would be required on air. And this is to give us the latitude of 2 to 4 meetings. It also takes out of the current amendment the specific months where you have to have the in-person meetings. And so it gives us the latitude that through experience we've had to adjust year after year after year in the reality of our board meetings. So it's just adjusting to that reality. In terms of the other bylaws amendment, as you said, Bill, we haven't discussed that, and that is trying to bring our meetings, again, the reality that we're having regular board meetings every month, and they don't comply to the special meeting requirements in the bylaws, and trying to fix that so that it meets our board's needs as we serve the foundation. So, again, the 24th, I would like to make the announcement at the meeting just to notice it. Doesn't have to be a discussion agenda item.
Okay. Does anybody know if the governance committee has any bylaws, or anybody else have any bylaws amendments to propose?
I have no idea what's going on in governance.
Because, I think we should – there were several that were approved last year by a couple of LSBs, but at least two of the LSBs never had meetings, or delegate assemblies never voted on them. So, some or all of those could be resubmitted again, even if nobody else has other ones. There was one in particular I still think is important, is to make it easier to actually have bylaws amendments to prevent from having to only one per year, and the notice requirements were made a little more reasonable and things like that. So if we're going to have any bylaws amendments, we need to throw them all out at the same time, if you recall, because current bylaws say you can only do one batch of them a year. Okay, well, if any of you know of any bylaws amendments, I guess I should send something out to the whole board, right? Ask if anybody has any that they've been working on so we can collect them and start this two-month notice process.
And, Bill, you'll communicate to Summer my notice on the 24th.
Which was the note? Which, you talking about the notice on the 24th? The thing you sent this morning?
Yes, I will be noticing the bylaws amendment. I'll send it later this week, but I am saying I'm going to be noticing it on the 24th. The director bringing forth the amendment will be noticing it on the 24th while we're in D.C.
Okay. Well, according to the bylaws now, the BNB has to decide when to start this official notice time period. So we could do it for all the bylaws amendments that are being proposed. So, I mean, we can do it informally in advance, but if somebody else has another bylaw to member to they want to propose a month later or a week later, you know, we might decide to wait on that. I remember last year the PNB delayed starting that process to give a few people a little bit more time. But you don't want to wait too long. We'll be at the end of the year.
You're bound by the constraints of that timeline. So I pushed it to the limit. I waited for the last minute to do it. I don't know that you can go beyond that. And when you look at the timeline.
Okay. All right. Well, I can forward to you what you sent, and then I'm not sure what you want me to communicate to the rest of the board, or you can do it yourself, I guess. But
I'll do it myself.
Yeah, okay. All right, so an action item for me is to ask if there's any other bylaws amendments coming up. Let me write that down. Anybody else have anything to talk about the bylaws amendments? Okay. Another thing, too, and I know I'll get back with Summer. Any committees that have reports, we need to get those in, and I don't know. I know finance obviously needs time. I don't know which of the other ones need time other than what we already have for motions on the agenda that were carried over from the last meeting. Does anybody know of any other committees that need more time?
This is Bill Nia. It's early for me, too. Yeah, I would like the two motions, the Personnel Committee, the purpose, and the PD process motions. For those two, I had asked for 20 minutes for those, but then I also have the Personnel Committee report itself, which shouldn't be too long, so maybe 10 minutes? Probably won't use on the, including questions, I guess, that people might have on the PD process.
Okay. So it's just, are there two motions left? I can't remember how many personnel had. We got to one or two of them at the last meeting.
Yes, we did two,
review.
But the two that have been languishing now for about 3 or 4 months, the purpose and the PD process, those two were 20 minutes, and then the report, which should be about 10 minutes. So in total, I would like to have 30 minutes to talk about all three items.
Okay, the 20 minutes is for the total for those two motions?
Right, and then 10 minutes for the report.
Okay.
So if you just allot 30 minutes, you know, it could be used however the board decides, because we might not need all that time for the purpose and for the report, but maybe for the process. Did you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I guess I sent out a note asking everybody about bylaws amendments. I need to ask everybody about, especially the committee chairs, for time their committee needs. And I know development wants some time, and if we have the committee reports following the some of these breakout workshops, that might help also. I'm not sure if that's possible, because like I know if we have a session on development, maybe we could have that one first. Then that might work into the development task force report, possibly. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. I guess the next coordinating committee meeting date, we have tentatively scheduled for Tuesday, October 18th. Is that still okay? Any objections? Not hear anybody, so I guess that's okay. That's Tuesday, October 18th. Is there any other new business that I've forgotten about? Okay. Does everybody know if it, has everybody made their travel reservations? I hope. If not, it's they're gonna have to pay for the difference in airfare or whatever themselves, right?
I think everybody's covered.
Okay. And the hotel's got all the information they need about who's sharing rooms and how many people and all that?
I think so. But an awful lot of people are using single rooms.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, action items. Well, I was just, as I said a minute ago, I'm going to send out a reminder of the PNB about asking if they have any bylaws amendments coming up and how much time various committees need for the agenda and any other motions, obviously, coming out or reports coming out of there. Let's see. LaVarne was going to send out all the financial reports, and I'll help her get that together. Whatever she needs. What else? Are there other action items I didn't get to write down? Oh, somewhere in a fee and I are working on the budget. I mean the agenda, sorry. Anything else? Okay. And somewhere in a fee, I guess will you be available by email the next day or two? I'm going to be pretty tied up today, but maybe tomorrow or Monday. We can work on the agenda.
Tomorrow, if it could be best for me, I'm in court on Monday.
Okay, and Summer's already off the call. I forgot. Okay. Well, if you do it by email, you know, we could do it even Monday evening or something if we get some stuff, part of it done tomorrow maybe, and if we don't finish, then we could check your email Monday night, and we can maybe finish stuff up by then, I hope, or at least by Tuesday.
Very well.
Okay. So, but you're available tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else for before we go?
Nope. Just
okay.
To adjourn.
Well, thanks, everybody, and appreciate everybody being here on Saturday morning. I know all of you had other things you could be doing. And so any objections to adjourning?
No. This is very good, Phil.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you in D.C.
Thanks, everyone. See you in D.C.
Yep.